This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm Joey Burgoyne, and if you're looking outside, you see them in your neighborhood. There's pretty yellow and pale yellow flowers, daffodils. And there's one place in this state that does it better than anywhere. It's Meriden with the Meriden Daffodil Festival coming up May 3rd and 4th, this upcoming weekend. So break out the calendar and make sure you jot this information down. Because joining me this morning is Rick Susio, one of the co-chairs of the event. Rick, thank you for joining me today.
Joey, thank you for having me, and thank you to your listeners, your loyal listeners who are tuning in, and we hope to see many of them at the festival this weekend.
And it's looking beautiful. I mean, spring has been pretty nice so far, so let's knock on wood and keep the weather nice. But, I mean, this is not a new thing. You guys have been doing this for a little while.
Correct. Actually, this year is our 45th anniversary of the Meriden Daffodil Festival, and what started out as a little cookout in the park to celebrate its beauty and crown little Mr. and Miss Daffodil, you know, actually 48 years ago because we were off for COVID, is grown into a wonderful event that the community enjoys and serves a good purpose, because our food tent vendors are all local nonprofits that most find this to be their biggest fundraiser of the year. And they sell everything from hot dogs to fried dough to empanadas, many different cultural foods. And that's my favorite part, is not just the eating, but also the fact that so many of these organizations and their volunteers come together for this weekend to show what a community event it is and to give back to the community.
And that's cool. I was going to ask you that, and you kind of answered it. Like, has this always been at Hubbard Park?
Yes, it's always been at Hubbard Park. And like I said, it's grown. We still do the Little Miss and Mr. Daffodil. That will actually be Wednesday evening, this coming Wednesday evening at the park. And we do it with kids from the area schools. And that's still one of the highlights of the festivities.
So now, you know, let's go back. Has the daffodil always been a part of it, or was this something that people noticed kind of growing in Hubbard Park and it just morphed into the Daffodil Festival? Or what's a little history on this? I'm kind of interested.
It's always been the Daffodil Festival. And at one point in time, there was an actual greenhouse in Hubbard Park down near the band shell, where they grew the daffodils and planted daffodils every year. And that's why now we have such a beautiful array of them. And actually, when we moved the festival into the beginning of May instead of April, due to several reasons, including past weather patterns, the city planted late blooming daffodils. So this year we hopefully will still have a good variety. And there's several varieties of daffodils planted throughout the park. So yeah, they've always been a big part of it. And that's why we capitalized on the beauty of the gem that Hubbard Park is to call it the Daffodil Festival.
I've always been wondering that. So thank you for answering that, Rick. I appreciate it.
So the daffodil bulb came first, then the daffodil, then the festival.
We have a
don't
timeline.
Ask me if it was the chicken. Don't ask me if it was the chicken or the egg, but I can answer that question.
Oh, I love it. Those are the little nuggets of knowledge I like digging up when I talk to people like you about these things. I mean, 45 plus years this has been going on. So it's, and like you said, it's a community effort. Like, the volunteers and the organizations that come out and the community support for this event is just, it's got to be pretty cool and heartwarming to see as one of the co-chairs.
It is. And especially, I mean, I started when I was volunteering when I was in high school in 1986, and joined the committee in 1990. At that point, we did not have any music. Now we have three stages with music. So it really has grown every year that we've been doing it. And it, takes a lot of resources and a lot of volunteers, but we're very fortunate. The community supports us tremendously. The city of Meriden could not be more supportive of us. The services that they provide and the cooperation that they give us in turning the park over to us when it is at its peak, it is just unbelievable that the way the city has supported this festival, because it's not a city event. We are a private organization that puts this all on. We're all volunteer. There's not a committee member that is compensated at all. But we do use quite a few of the city services, and we appreciate their partnership.
Yeah, that's cool for them to light. And you kind of touched on it, the music. I mean, music has always been, you know, at festivals or events, and you're doing, I don't want to say you're doing something different. I guess I don't want to say it ages. There's no good way to introduce, but your music is a big part of this festival, and you're doing something a little bit new, modern, I guess you could say.
Yeah, a little bit more modern. In the past, we've had some acts that might have been, around in the generation before, and now they were still maybe on the festival circuit. Although nowadays, the festival circuit is different than it is. When you hear festival, people think of these large music festivals. You know, we're not. We're a family festival that encompasses several different activities. And actually, one of the difficulties we've had in booking entertainment is when they hear the word festival, they automatically think of the large ones and large budgets, and we don't have that budget. So we've gravitated towards a mixed schedule of local artists, multicultural artists. We will have almost every type of ethnic music represented. And then this year, you know, we have two tribute bands that are headliners. One of them is catering a little bit to the younger crowd, and that's the Dave Matthews Tribute Band, which is very good. They're excellent. They tour the nation doing their show. And then we have a local performer from Connecticut who leads a Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac tribute band. So those will both be Saturday at the Bandshell, which is a beautiful stone amphitheater set up in the park. And Dave Matthews tribute band would be at 3, and then the Stevie Nicks would be at 6:30, and that would lead into our fireworks display that evening. We haven't had fireworks in a few years because of financial restraints, but this year being the 45th anniversary, we had a few contributors specify that they would sponsor fireworks, and the city's helping us out with the financing of those also. So that would be Saturday evening, and we're excited about that. Again, that's weather dependent. And when we say weather dependent, you know, usually people think rain. In this case, also, we have to be concerned for lack of rain with what is. So the fireworks are scheduled, but again, they're weather dependent.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want any other issues to stem from the fireworks. So, you know, that makes sense in my mind.
Yes.
You know, people got their calendar out. They wrote the festival weekend, you know, coming up May 3rd and 4th. Now, parking, you know, we've all done, or I hope most people have done, if they haven't, done the lights in the winter. And if you notice, there's not a lot of parking at Hubbard Park. So, like, where are we sending people? Where are we sending all these thousands of cars?
So there's no parking at all in the park, and actually the police department will have several of the area streets marked no parking, and they will be towing, unfortunately, but it's a safety precaution. So what we do is we run free shuttles, and again, it's free entry to the park. So the shuttles are free, and you can park either at the Meriden Mall, which will have handicap accessible parking and handicap accessible buses, and there will be someone from the bus company to help load in anything that needs loading in, and there will be parking for everyone at the mall, but that is also where the handicap would be. And then there'll be parking at Platt High School and Lincoln Middle School in Meriden, and they start at 8 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Now, when you're coming, just be prepared because, you know, we don't allow any animals or pets except for service animals into the festival. There's no bicycles, skateboards, rollerblades allowed. No silly string will be allowed. We hate cleaning that up. And the buses will be running after the festival to get you back to those locations that we will be picking you up at.
Okay, that's good. And I'm looking at the website now. If people want more information, it's daffodilfest.com, daffodilfest.com. I'm looking at the schedule. We got the gates. We got food tents, arts and crafts. There's chilled. There's the rides, you know, all the brand new ride vendor. And, I was looking at some of the rides and in my childhood, I'm like, I'm too darn old to ride some of those. Kids love them. So, if you're looking for something to do with the kids, you got the parade, the shuttles. There's so many things, that are going on there. Like, give us a little, I know one thing, the rides, people have been discussing the rides. So you're bringing in some new ride vendors this year?
It's a brand new carnival company that we've engaged with that's coming in. They have rides that we have not had in the festival before, and there's more rides. We've spread out a little bit more. We've got an area for the children's rides, the younger adult rides. So there's going to be more bigger and better rides. The Ferris wheel is biggest Ferris wheel I've ever seen in my involvement with the festival. So I think everybody will be pleased with the new change of provider in the amusements.
And one thing I like about these festivals is, the food options. We all like eating. Let's be real. Food is great. If you have kids, it's the perpetual, like, what are we doing for dinner? And you got it 17 items. You can go to something like this and be like, here, eat whatever the heck you want. I don't have to cook tonight.
Right. And you'll be walking around outside in the park, so you get your steps in anyway. So at least you can feel a little better about maybe having that Belgian waffle.
That's it. Indulge a little. We only live once. Indulge a little. Head over to Meriden. It's the Meriden Daffodil Festival, May 3rd and 4th. Information can be found at daffodilfest.com. And it's things like this. And, again, joining me this morning, Rick Suzio, one of the co-chairs of the 2025. My gosh, it's 2025 already. The festival season, all the things are kicking off. You guys seem to be the first, I'm going to use this pun, the first festival to bloom this time of the year. So it's kind of a nice little kickoff to the spring and summer of festivals. So if people are looking for some entertainment, and like I said, just get out and enjoy beautiful Hubbard Park. This is the place to do it, Rick.
Yes. And we're looking forward to some beautiful weather and people coming out and supporting our nonprofits. And the other thing is, I just mentioned that I said that the parking's free. The shuttles are free. There's no admission. The only thing you'll have to pay for is if you want to buy something at the crafts fair, food from our local nonprofits and ride the rides. But if you just want to come and walk through the festival and listen to the music on the three separate stages or watch the two different areas with children's family entertainment going on and the dance groups that come and the drum circle and the stunt bikes, that's all free. You can come there. Where else can you go where you don't have to pay to get in and you can just walk around and have a day's full of free entertainment? And then hopefully, like I said, buy a fried dough or a hot dog and support a local community service group.
I couldn't have said it any better. Again, joining me, Rick Suzio, one of the co-chairs of the 2025 Meriden Daffodil Festival. I thank you, sir, for joining me. It's things like this that are going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.